my whole start of coaching started from my experience. And so people would first of all hire me because of my entrepreneurial experience and that I had built a successful business. I knew how to do pretty well every part of the operations except the actual product itself, which was highly skilled, and we had a lot of computer graphics, a lot of very specialized talents for that. But I was general manager, I employed people, I was a client contact until we got on an employee, you know, all that stuff. So I knew how to build a business, and it was a very, that was a lot of what people sort of took me for. So really, I would say at that point, I was being employed because of my expertise, and people wanted to know how I did it. That has shifted over the years because as I moved from Australia, I married a coach who I met at the ICF conference in 1999 in Florida, and we got married at the end of 2001. And it was just easier for us to move to the US than Australia because he had children and I didn't have children. And so that was easy. And otherwise he would have lived in Australia because I would have convinced him of that.
Yeah.
But I didn't get an opportunity. he had the trump card. But, you know, so I started there, and then when I moved to the U.S., it was a whole different kettle of fish. As Linda said, I went from, I mean, I was a big fish in a small pond, and then I came to a U.S., and I was a small fish in a big pond, and I felt very lost. Luckily, I had a lot of clients I was working with by phone anyway, and I was a trainer for Coach U and Corporate Coach U. So I had clients who all over the world already, and I'd figured out the whole telephone coaching thing. I'd trained for 500 hours, really, I think, over the period of time I was training coaches. So I had a lot going for me in that way, which did make the transition easier, but it still wasn't easy because I moved to Philadelphia. And Philadelphia is about as far away from Sydney as you can imagine. And so when I got to Philadelphia, I said, honey, I love you, and I'm not living in Philadelphia. Luckily, he had grown up, he'd gone to school at University of California, Irvine, which is 10 minutes from where we live now, and he'd gone to Laguna Beach High, which is half an hour, 20 minutes from where we live. So he was ready to move back after being in New York and Philadelphia and the East Coast for 25 years, and his son ended up being the one who said, yes, I want to move, and he did his last year of high school here locally and thrived. So now I had to get a coaching business. For me, it was very hard. So here's me with all these skills and having this background, and now I was basically at square one, it felt like, for me, because I didn't know anything about the culture. And that's something that I want to sort of reiterate, and you know this for those of you who work in an international environment, is when you go visit a place, it is very different than living in a place in another country. Or even in another city, but certainly in another country, because I'd visited a U.S. many times, and yet it didn't translate. So I said, look, I've got to get inside the psyches of the American people if I'm going to understand and feel comfortable in this country. So a year after I moved here, we moved to California, which is where I live now, in Laguna Hills in California, Southern California. And I took on a project contract role to work with many, many financial advisors I worked with. And what I specifically did is help them to understand what their values were and translate that into their brand, and then how do they create business success. So that was, it was a focus within a company I had that contract. And I worked with, I don't even know how many, maybe 50, 60 different financial advisors over a couple of years. But that helped me understand a lot about the psyche of the American people, that I, at least that demographic, because they had to do a very in-depth questionnaire about themselves and their values and what drove them and why they did what they did and how they did it. But now my niche has shifted. I worked for a consulting company that did coaching, and I was employed to work at Google. Pretty well 90% of my time for a couple of years was spent at Mountain View at headquarters working with Google. I individually coached over 450 people over 2.5 years, very intense, on their communication skills and their ability to be able to influence without direct authority, deal with conflict, get their point of view across, be able to work up across and down when they had direct reports.